From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Under nightfall, small fires illuminate an otherwise darkened square in Istanbul, Turkey, where thick haze still lingers from the tear gas riot police fired on anti-government protesters. Earlier, NPR's Peter Kenyon was on the scene in Taksim Square as protesters were running from security.
The protesters are saying they don't want to leave, and if they get pushed out by the gas, they'll come back. But Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his patience has run out, and it's time for this episode to be over. And this much more serious police presence seems to be the extension of that.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul. Protests began nearly 2 weeks ago as a sit-in against redevelopment plans, but they quickly grew into outrage against Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who warned he would not yield to political dissent. The Senate has overcome its first procedural vote on an immigration overhaul bill, clearing the way for debate. Lawmakers are expected to soon begin debating amendments. A group of senators, meanwhile, is proposing legislation that would make public some opinions of a secret surveillance court. NPR's Larry Abramson reports backers hope the law will help the public better understand the nature of government eavesdropping.
Democrat Jeff Merkley of Oregon, Republican Mike Lee of Utah, and others introduced legislation that would require the Attorney General to declassify some major opinions of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. That's the body that okays intelligence wiretapping programs, such as those revealed by media reports in recent days. Some analysts question whether the court's decisions square with U.S. law or with the Constitution. Backers hope the legislation would provide transparency into the reasoning the court uses to authorize surveillance warrants. Similar language was introduced last year and voted down. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Meanwhile, Google is asking the administration to allow it to publish aggregate numbers of national security requests made by the government, saying it doesn't want to hide anything from the public. About half the flights into major French airports have been canceled because of an air traffic controller strike. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the controllers are against the EU's open skies policy.
At Charles de Gaulle, Paris's main airport, the board flashed canceled for flights from around France and Europe. The three-day strike is to protest against a plan to centralize control of Europe's airspace. It's also in reaction to a speech Tuesday by the EU's Commissioner for Transportation, who is asking to speed up the initiative. He says inefficiencies cost airlines and customers in Europe more than $6 billion annually. Strikes are expected to spread throughout the European Union on Wednesday. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Dow's down 50 at 15,188. This is NPR News. A reformist has dropped out of this week's presidential election in Iran. Mohammad Reza Aref says he's throwing his support behind a centrist who will face five conservative candidates Friday. Aref's website says former President Mohammad Khatami, a key figure in Iran's reform movement, asked him to withdraw. Media mogul Oprah Winfrey is giving the Smithsonian's newest museum a multi-million-dollar boost. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us Winfrey wants to help the stories of African Americans live on for generations.
Watching cranes swing as the foundation of the National Museum of African American History and Culture takes shape, director Lonnie Bunch says Winfrey was behind this facility before anyone even knew where it would be.
People like Oprah believe what nobody else believed.
Bunch says not only will the museum's theater be named after advisory council member Winfrey, but her total $13 million donation means the building will be finished on time and on budget.
So it'll look like a jewel on the mall.
The $500 million museum, spanning 600 years, including slavery in the 21st century, is set to open in 2015. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Employers offered fewer job openings in April, but overall hiring increased. The Labor Department saying today advertised positions fell 3% to a seasonally adjusted 3.75 million. It also notes increases in the number of hires and resignations, indicating that most workers quit jobs when they got a new one or were confident of finding a job. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was off 55 points at 15,186. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.